As Lautenschlager wraps up her tenure as the state's top cop, she says she's proud of the success of the Department of Justice's statewide war on meth. The number of meth lab busts in the state has dropped from 56 last year to only 25 this year, and meth-related arrests have dropped from more than 700 to 500. Lautenschlager says the best positive indicator is reports from county sheriffs that the number of young first-time offenders has dropped dramatically.
If you had talked to these same sheriffs 5 years ago, they would tell you that perhaps the most frightening thing about meth trafficking was the fact that so many of the people, the faces they were seeing in jails were faces of juveniles or faces of young adults. And they are saying less and less is that the case.
Lautenschlager acknowledges there are still parts of the state where meth is a big problem. Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says a stronger, purer form of the drug is being shipped north by Mexican drug cartels and coming across the border into Wisconsin from Minneapolis and St. Paul. And Kramer says the connection to the notoriously violent cartels sometimes makes it harder to get small-time dealers to turn in their suppliers.
Sometimes you will run into the informant that says, I know who I'm dealing with, I'm going to take my lumps because these people are dangerous and I'm not going to get involved any further. I will sit my time in jail or prison because they will do something to me if I cooperate.
Still, Kramer says county sheriffs in western Wisconsin working with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency have recently caught some of the higher-level dealers who now face federal charges both in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.